This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Indian-Cyprus exchanged several agreements in different areas, including establishing a joint working group on counter-terrorism, innovation and technology, higher education and research, and cultural cooperation in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held discussion with President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged views on issues of regional and global importance, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Prime Minister Modi said during the meeting they also discussed global issues.
Aaj humne global issues par bhi charcha ki, Ukraine ho ya West Asia. Hum sangharsh ki shighr samapti aur shanti ke prayason ka samarthan karte rahenge. Hum is baat par bhi ekmat hai ki badhte hue global challenges ke samadhan ke liye global institution ka reform urgent aur important ho hai.
President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulidis said the bilateral relations between the two nations and the European Union-India relations have made leaps of progress over the last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 19th Rose Garden Mela tomorrow morning through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address a gathering on the occasion. The 19th Rose Garden Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. Since its inception, around 12 lakh recruitment letters have been issued through 18 Rose Garden Melas organized across the country. The Election Commission today announced the schedule for the biennial elections to 24 seats of the Rajya Sabha from 10 states. 4 seats each in Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat and Karnataka, 3 seats each in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, 2 seats in Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Manipur, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram will fall vacant. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 1st of next month and the polling will be held on the 18th of June. The counting of votes will take place on the same day. The Commission also announced the Rajya Sabha by-poll for 1 seat each in Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. The by-poll will also be held on the 18th of next month. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has extended the last date for obtaining scanned photocopy of answer book of Class 12 board examination by one more day to the 24th of this month. Earlier, the last date of obtaining the answer book was still tomorrow. CBSE took the decision after its website faced unprecedented traffic since the past few days and also faced several attempts of unauthorized interference, which has made it prone to disruptions. The Ayushman Bharat digital mission has achieved a major milestone with over 100 crore health records successfully linked with Ayushman Bharat health accounts, ABHA. The health ministry said that the number of linked health records has doubled from 50 crore in February last year to over 100 crore in just 15 months. It said that nearly 10 crore health records are now been linked every 2 to 3 months. The government said that India's electricity demand hit a new record high in the last 4 days with soaring temperatures across several parts of the country. The Minister of Power said that yesterday daytime peak electricity demand was 270.82 gigawatt, which has broken all previous records. On Wednesday, it was more than 265 gigawatt, while on Monday and Tuesday, the demand was over 257 and 260 gigawatt. It said that the peak daytime demand usually occurs between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. National Highway Authority of India, NHAI, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Norwegian Geotechnical Institute in Norway for advanced consultancy support in tunnel engineering, slope stability and capacity building. Minister of Road Transport and Highways in a statement said this collaboration reflects NHAI's commitment to develop and maintain India's national highways to global standards by leveraging NGI's internationally recognized expertise in geotechnical engineering and natural hazard mitigation. Under the MOU, both organizations will collaborate on research and development initiatives related to reduction of natural hazards. A mobile application, Jeevan Joint Elderly Empowerment and Virtual Assistance Network, has been launched today to strengthen support systems for senior citizens across the country. Union and Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virender Kumar launched this application in New Delhi. The mobile application Jeevan provides a range of features. And that is the end of this news bulletin.